Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by the World Boxing Association and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and it's true. I'm often imitated, but never duplicated. The reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 27 years. And if you are joining us for the very first time today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, of course, wide worldwide on the fabulous internet, I want to welcome you to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the family of the longest-running boxing and MMA show in history. RingTalk.com is our website, folks. RingTalk, RingTalk.com. Lots of things to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we've got some news to go into. We've got the upcoming UFC events on Fuel TV. And people are saying to me, Pedro, where can I get Fuel TV? Well, Comcast doesn't have it, so I can't watch it. And I tried to steal wasn't the word I was wanted to use there. I tried to watch it off different feeds off the internet, and I couldn't seem to get the Fuel TV feed. But the bottom line is you can get a lot of feeds off the internet. In fact, if you go to like Yahoo International, you could watch boxing that is shown here in the United States on paid cable channels. You could watch it on English TV or Argentinian TV or Filipino TV and things like that. So while I'm not promoting the theft of cable and sporting events, well, I am telling you there is an opportunity for you to go worldwide and watch these different boxing and MMA events on different live internet feeds throughout the entire world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Of course, this is our MMA Hour. We take place every Saturday at noon Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
With the tax deadline quickly approaching, we at H&R Block would like to suggest a few thousand reasons why you should trust your taxes to us.
$2,560.
$5,498.
$1,253.
April 17th is just around the corner. Don't risk your refund. At H&R Block, we guarantee you won't leave money on the table. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com and never settle for less. Results will vary. Every tax situation is different. If you make an error on your return that entitles you to a smaller tax liability, we'll refund our fee for that return. See tax office for details.
This is a bad spot to be in. 2 minutes left. Going for the rear naked. He rolls him over. Randleman.
Oh, he's got the figure four body lock.
And a lot of
got him locked.
In a lot of trouble. Can Kevin Randleman get out of this?
Let's go!
Randleman holding on.
This is how Gracie finished Kondo in his last fight. Props to Randleman at 38, desperately trying to save his career.
Randleman is keeping that arm from being underneath his chin, but the moment it slides underneath his chin, Kevin Randleman's in a world of trouble here. The one thing he can do is he can wrestle to put his back on the mat. If he puts his back on the mat, Gracie cannot be on his back choking him.
And again, well, how much difficulty he's used to training with the gi, it looks like he is having. And again, Randleman, great job of defending, but Gracie with the gi, not with the gi in mixed martial arts.
Well, it's hard to do, and plus, look how long his arms are. That's a long arm to get underneath that chin. Randleman's just swimming the chin around and keeping it from getting underneath.
Very impressed with Randleman's submission defense.
Oh, in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Hell of a bass there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Got an email here, Pedro. You shouldn't talk so bad about some of the fighters you talk about because you couldn't lick their boots if you needed to. Well, you know, I won 7 amateur boxing championships, was ranked number 13 during an Olympic year, so I think I can handle my own. So if you people want to still continue to criticize me and throw verbal taunts at me, and what cracks me up is that most of these people that issue these threats, you know, this name-calling stuff, they do so via email. And then when you go to respond to the email, it comes back as an undeliverable address. In other words, they're such cowards that they can't even do it from their own email address. What they do is they come up with an email address, and they type in their threats or their taunts and this and that. And then they destroy the email address and make it inoperable. So when you try to respond back to them, it no longer exists. So for the two guys that got on me this morning a little bit, what can I say? You guys haven't got the stones or the intestinal fortitude to leave your name or your email address so I can respond in kind to you. Instead, you're just a bunch of cowards, keyboard cowards. That's the problem with the internet nowadays, folks, especially for us sports writers and us sports radio talk show hosts. And of course, this show, by the way, we are going live on Ustream TV right now. That's ringtalk.com, take that back, facebook.com/ringtalk. This is the last trial week of the Ustream broadcast. Next week, we're going to go with video clips, I promise you, April, and I think we've ironed out a lot of the bugs here in March, but in April, we'll go with the live broadcast, beginning our first show in April, a week from today. We'll go with live broadcasts and video clips and pictures and all that kind of good stuff, so I really think we'll take it to a new level next week, but I've done the dry runs for the last 2 or 3 weeks. One of them didn't come out right, one did come out right, one came out perfect, one came out so-so. But the bottom line is we are working on that, and I don't want to present it to you until it's in a perfect, pristine condition. So that's why I'm waiting on the first week of April, as I promised you. Give me the month of March to work this out, and come April, we will get it on as far as Ustream TV is concerned. You will be able to watch the show live with video highlights each and every week right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. And I want to say hello to all the troops out there, okay? I mean, we've got troops all over the world listening to this show, and I want to recognize you guys, and both you ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, you guys are our fighting front. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Without you guys, we probably wouldn't be the free and independent country that we are nowadays. So my hat's off to all the troops out there listening on the American Forces Network. Also want to mention the cable radio network. Now, somebody asked me, somebody sent me an email this week, what the heck, they didn't use the word heck, what is the cable radio network? Well, the cable radio network is in about 55 million homes across the country. And what it is it's a channel that does audio. It's audio radio on cable TV. And I don't know which cable affiliates have it, because there's so many. If I went through the list, I'd be like reading until 3 or 4 days from now. But the bottom line is a lot of cable companies across the country carry this channel, the cable radio network. Now, we're on channel 2 of the cable radio network. So if you want to check us out, you can always check us out on CRN at CRN.com. Then go to channel 2, and you'll see what's happening as far as the live shows concerned. You listen to it live online. That way you can listen to it live online at the sportsbyline.com website. I mean, my website, ringtalk.com. We've got the podcast. We've got prior shows. So as far as boxing and MMA, if you want to know the inside look, we've got shows on each subject each week. The boxing hour airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The MMA hour airs at noon Pacific time, both on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't want to let you forget that Fuel TV. Now, I know not too many people have Fuel TV, but as I said, if you go to Yahoo International or Google.com and you punch in this Alexander Gustafsson versus Thiago Silva fight, which is going to be April 14th in Stockholm, Sweden. It'll be on Fuel TV here in the country. I think you'll be able to watch the fight on the internet, because I don't think it's fair that the UFC is putting this fight on Fuel TV. I mean, big deal. Fuel TV draws 225,000 viewers when they show an MMA event, as far as the UFC is concerned. And their normal broadcast, you know, reaches about 15 or 20,000 people an hour. So they're doing 10 times as many viewers with the UFC. But the bottom line is they're in such a few markets here in this country, or a few cable systems. And if Comcast doesn't carry you, you know, the Comcast is probably the biggest cable company in the country. And if they're not carrying you, well, you know, you're not getting a whole lot of coverage. And myself and Brian Alvarez, of course, the host of the Wrestling Observer radio show, which airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time every Sunday here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, he doesn't get Fuel TV as well. I think if you've got Dish TV or you've got DirecTV, I think you might be able to get it that way, and I think it's an option. But the bottom line is, if you have Comcast like I do, you just can't get it. And I have Comcast Digital. I get to watch all kinds of stuff, but unfortunately, Fuel TV is not one of them. But on April 14th, live from Stockholm, Sweden, before a sold-out crowd, has been sold out now for a couple of months, Alexander Gustafsson, they call him the Mauler, he's 13-1, he stands 6'5", he's going to weigh 205 pounds, so I guess he's cutting some weight. He's taking on Thiago Silva, pretty good UFC veteran, 14-2. One no contest. He stands about 6'1". He'll weigh 205 pounds. But that is the main event, April 14th on Fuel TV. Now, as I said, the Fuel TV TV issue is a problem, because not too many people get Fuel TV. But as I just stated to you, if you go to the Yahoo International, or you go to possibly Yahoo International, maybe in Sweden or somewhere like that, you'll be able to pick up the live streaming audio. And I'm not sure. I'm not gonna think Dana White's gonna jump on my case, the president of the UFC, for saying that. But the bottom line is, in the majority of the United States doesn't get to watch Fuel TV, and there is a huge. In fact, it's the fastest growing sport in the world, no question about that. I'm talking about the world of mixed martial arts. So if Dana wants his product seen by as many people as can be, I think he's got to be able to promote these live internet feeds here and now and then. I mean, I'm not talking about for every show, but for this Fuel TV show, I think he's got to go with that. The semi-main event on April 14th is going to be Brian Stann. Brian Stann's an All-American wrestler. That's what he calls himself anyway, the All-American. He's 11-4, no draw, 6'1". He's going to weigh 185 pounds, which is the middleweight limit in the UFC. And he's taking on Alessio Sicara. Sicara's a pretty damn good fighter. He comes in at 19-8 with one no contest. Now, don't let the eight losses Fulia, because this guy can really fight. I've seen him fight in the past. I've seen him fight on, I think, on YouTube one time. I've also seen a couple other fights of his, and he is the real deal. I really think that he's got a good chance to pull off the upset here, although the other guy will definitely be favored. That is April 14th, of course, on Fuel TV. Again, Fuel TV, the cable channel that nobody gets. And another one of the televised fights will be Dennis Silver. He weighs in at 145 pounds. These are lightweights. Take that back. These are bantamweights. This is going to be a great fight. When bantamweights fight, they always deliver. These lightweight guys, these lighter weight guys, especially the chicks as well, they deliver. They come to fight. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. There's no dog in them because they're trying to prove themselves, much like women are trying to prove themselves in the world of boxing and MMA. I mean, you've never seen a fight between two women on TV that dogged it, unless you were watching Layla Ali. Okay, but the bottom line is, you know, you've never seen two women dog it because they're always trying to impress. There's no doubt about it. They have an image. They realize that, you know, they're secondary citizens as far as the world of boxing and MMA is concerned, and they're trying to elevate their game to a new level. I mean, Ronda Rousey, as I said, the fastest growing star in MMA right now, no question about that. Probably the fastest rising star, second in the entire world of mixed martial arts next to the former WWE champion. I'm talking about Brock Lesnar. I mean, the press that she's getting. Dave Meltzer did a story about her on Yahoo Sports, and it was the most hit story as far as he's written in the last year. That's right, Ronda Rousey, who we hope to have on the show in the next couple of weeks. So speaking of Ronda Rousey, we'll talk about her a little bit later, but she's going to be posing, I think, for Playboy or Penthouse or something like that. She's going to be posing, and she's a fine, fine girl. I mean, let me tell you, a lot of girls that fight nowadays look like bulldogs. They just do. They've got that bulldog look to them. Either they're too muscular or they don't look feminine or they've been taking steroids like Cyborg Santos, Chris Santos. I mean, cracks me up. A friend of mine, Diane Cedillo, said to me, you know, I really enjoy watching Chris Cyborg Santos fight on TV, and I really got off on her beating Gina Carano. Well, hey, you know, she didn't really beat Gina Carano. The fact that she was on steroids, I think, performance-enhancing drugs, I think that's what really beat Gina Carano, because if it boiled down to the two of them fighting, I think Gina would have had more than a decent chance to win. But when you're fighting essentially a man and you're a woman, there's going to be a disadvantage involved, okay? And Cyborg Santos was built like a man. I mean, she almost had this power lifter type of look to her, and she looked like she needed to shave about 4 o'clock every afternoon, okay? So she was taking steroids. There was no doubt about it in anybody's mind. Then about a month and a half ago, the California State Athletic Commission, they found her dirty in a test. They're going to suspend her for a year. She's trying to appeal it, but the bottom line is, girl, you got caught. You got caught something that we talked about for years. I mean, we always suspected her of taking performance-enhancing drugs, be it insulin, be it EPO, be it human growth hormone, or actual steroids itself. We always suspected she was taking something. I mean, because there's no way a woman could look the way she looks. I mean, she sort of reminded me of a man. Like, I'll say it again. She looked like a man. She needed to shave every day at 4 o'clock. But evidently, she won't be shaving too much anymore. They're going to be watching her like a hawk. She's suspended for a year here in the state of California. She's got a hearing upcoming, but the bottom line is, you're toast, baby, for a year. We don't have to look at you. We don't have to see you take unfair advantage of other women by performing like a man. So the bottom line is, Chris Cyborg Santos is out of the picture for a while. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. And when I say open phone lines, they're toll-free, which means it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. I've got the secret show.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring? Him?
It's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt!
He's in his own!
Like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Man, that's a groove.
Sounds like the Big Valley. Yeah, one of my favorite TV shows from back in the day. My Entertainment Television, me TV shows it every weekday afternoon, I believe, at 3 o'clock p.m., so East West Pacific time. So if you're a Big Valley fan, check out me TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This hour, of course, is dedicated to the world of MMA. Speaking of MMA, the Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen, that middleweight title fight, 185 pounds, of course, they fought once before in Oakland, California, about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And Chael Sonnen was kicking the snot at Anderson Silva for like four and a half rounds. And then in the fifth round, he got caught in a chokehold and it was over with, okay? And of course, Chael Sonnen would test positive for steroids after that, which added a little bit more controversy to the situation. But they're going to rematch, and they're going to rematch in Rio de Janeiro at the Joe Havelange Stadium. They were supposed to originally go, and that'll be on June 23rd. They're supposed to originally go in Sao Paulo, Brazil, on the 16th of the month, but due to a noise ordinance, they can't make any noise after 10 o'clock at night, they had to pull it out. So they went to They went to Sao Paulo instead. And I take that back, Rio de Janeiro instead. And, of course, Rio is the capital. In fact, there's an 82,000-seat stadium in Rio de Janeiro, and the USC wants to go back there later this year. And if Silva wins, and I think he will win, they're probably going to mark him up against somebody like maybe a catchweight fight between him, like in a rated light heavyweight, or possibly John Jones or something like that. Because, you know, Anderson Silva sort of made his mark at 185 pounds, and there isn't a whole lot more he can do. It really isn't. I mean, think about it. I mean, what else can he do at 185 pounds that he hasn't already done? He'll beat Chael Sonnen, I think, you know, very, very decisively. Chael, I think, was underestimated going in the first time, and I don't think he'll be underestimated this time. And although Chael Sonnen is one of the better talkers in the world of MMA, he's not one of the best fighters in the world of MMA, and I think that Anderson Silva takes him apart. But it looks like the UFC wants to go back to Brazil, of course, the home of the UFC. That's where it all started back in the late 1980s, early 1990s with Royce Gracie and people like that. But the bottom line is they want to go back there three times this year. If they do it three times this year, it'll be the third time they've been there in 10 months. And, of course, they do pay-per-views once a month. So that's almost once every 3 months now they're going back to Brazil because of the live crowds, because of the excitement, and because of, you know, Brazil has really taken off. I don't know if you caught it this past Sunday night, but the Ultimate Fighter Brazil style, from the Brazilian point of view, with Vitor Belfort and Wanderlei Silva being the coaches, I think that was an exciting card. Now, you didn't get to watch that on television. Thank God that wasn't on Fuel TV. Fuel TV is probably going to want to shoot me after this, but it was on UFC.tv. It was on a website that the UFC put together. So you're able to watch it at 9 o'clock Pacific time or noon Eastern time, 12 midnight Eastern time. You'll be able to do so each and every Sunday. I think it's an exciting show. I think that the Brazilian, you know, since Ultimate Fighting began in Brazil, it's like baseball used to be here in the 1920s and the 1930s. It's like football in the 40s and the 50s. It's the rage. It's the talk. I mean, it's all people want to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts in Brazil is the UFC coming back time and time again. And now they've got this UFC Ultimate Fighter. Of course, the UFC Ultimate Fighter here in the United States is in season 15, not 15 years, but season 15. And it is the longest running reality show in TV history. And that says a lot in itself. I mean, you have to give it to the UFC. Dana White's not the most lovable guy in the entire world to some people. Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, the other two co-owners of the UFC, I love them both, and I love Dana as well. And of course, the Dubai government owns 13% of the UFC. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Dana walks the walk and talks the talk. Now, sometimes he uses a little language which I consider a little too foul, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Dana is still the man. Speaking of the man, John Jones, Rashad Evans, the next big pay-per-view coming from Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, I want to mention the fact that we're on now in Atlanta, and we're on AM 1100. I want to give the Atlanta Sports and Entertainment Radio a big congratulations, and I welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We're so happy to be on the air in Atlanta. I want to thank the GM, Greg Cooper, and the Beasley Broadcast Group for those people bringing the Sports Byline Radio Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, to Atlanta, GA. And, of course, Atlanta, GA will be the site of the next big UFC event. Of course, that is April 21st. John Bones Jones, the once-beaten light heavyweight champion, who I think is the best fighter in MMA right now, without question. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. He is at the top of the mountain, and nobody's even close to him when it comes to the ability to strike, the ability to fight, the ability to box, the ability to get guys on the ground, the ability to wrestle. He seems to have put it all together. All the components are together, and that's what makes this man the best fighter in mixed martial arts. Now, Rashad Evans, a former teammate of his, a former stablemate, Rashad's not a bad fighter. Former light heavyweight champion. He beat some good guys along the way. But, you know, John Jones has got an 84-inch reach, which is the longest reach I've ever heard of. I mean, outside of a couple of octopuses, straight up, he's got the longest arms in sports. I mean, I don't know about any NBA players, but as far as boxing and MMA is concerned, he's got the longest reach, period. And I think he's going to use that reach. He's going to be jabbing Rashad Evans at the beginning, and Rashad's going to have to gamble and come in and try to go for the takedowns. But when he goes for those takedowns, I think that the defense, John Jones's defense, as far as preventing those takedowns are concerned, will thwart him in that event, and it'll be a frustrating night for Rashad Evans. Eventually, he'll have to take some more chances. He'll have to get a little more riskier, and by the end of the night, it'll be over with as far as Rashad Evans is concerned. I think his light heavyweight championship days are over with. He had that first run. He will not win the light heavyweight championship April 21st in Atlanta, GI on pay-per-view, of course. The pay-per-view show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time at 7 o'clock Pacific time. The fights will air on FX Cable. The preliminaries, they'll start at 5 p.m. Eastern Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. So a big night of MMA and UFC. That's coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia on April 21st. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Watch your free adult movie now at FireTV.xxx. Now all your favorite adult movies are available 24/7 at the touch of a button. The hottest stars, 15,000 movies, and 75,000 clips from over 100 erotic studios, all ready for your unlimited viewing pleasure. No more midnight trips to the video store. No more DVDs to deal with. On your smartphone, on your computer, on any connected device, anytime, anywhere. Go to FireTV.xxx. To watch your free movie now. Play with fire. Fire TV, the ultimate adult video experience. FireTV.xxx, on demand adult video. That's FYRETV.xxx. Get our exclusive feature film free. Go to FireTV.xxx now and enter promo code XXX. That's FYRETV.xxx. Promo code XXX.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Now, my friend Charlie Sheen. Not as nutty as you think, folks. He really isn't. I mean, he says some off-the-wall things and He's been chastised quite a bit in the press, but having met Charlie Sheen in a couple of events, I always found him to be a very entertaining guy, a very affable guy, and I wish him the best. As far as that TV show in which Justin, whatever his name was, replaced him, you know, what can I say? I still think, without a doubt, Charlie Sheen's a star of the show. So the ratings may disagree with what I have to say, but the bottom line is I think he is the star of the show. There's no question about that. Looks like UFC held a press conference this past week, and they announced UFC 149 on July 21st in Calgary, Canada, at the Saddle Dome. Of course, UFC 152 will be on September 22nd in Toronto, and I think they're going to try to put that in the 80,000-seat stadium. Good God. And especially if Georges St. Pierre, of course, the considered by many the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA, the UFC welterweight as 170-pound champion. Of course, the man that I call the greaser, and that's not a racial knock on him or anything like that, but he put Vaseline on his body twice during a fight with BJ Penn a couple of years ago, and he wasn't penalized for it. That's why I call him the greaser. So for those of you out there that slam me a couple of times when I mentioned the fact that he was a greaser in the past, saying he's not a Latino, he's not this, he's not that, you're the greaser and all this kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is the reason why I call him the greaser is that he put grease on his body. And, of course, UFC 154 will be in Montreal, Canada at the Bell Center. And I think that's the card they're looking for Georges St. Pierre to return from. Of course, he had a torn ACL, and then we saw him doing some crazy exercises on YouTube and this kind of stuff. So he seems to be recovering fine. And if he can get his act together, he will sell out. No question about that. I'm talking about November 17th in Montreal, Canada. Want to mention a few things before I get going here any further. Alistair Overeem, you know, a good guy, a guy that you don't want to mess with. And he pie-faced a woman. And having pie-faced a few women in my time, and not in a violent point of view, I was bouncing at a club, and this chick hit me with a bottle, so I pie-faced her. And when you pie-face somebody, all you really do is put your hand in their face and push them backwards, okay? So Alistair Overeem did this in January, early hours of January 2nd in Las Vegas. Of course, that was after the UFC event there on December 31st, but it was at the Wynn Resort, Steve Wynn's resort. Of course, Steve Wynn is the man that started the Mirage Hotel, the man that rebuilt downtown Las Vegas and made it into the tourist attraction that it is. I mean, the man's blind. He's literally blind. I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago, he had this priceless Picasso painting. It was worth like $3 or $4 million, and he turned around and he put his elbow through it. So, I mean, you know, he could probably afford to do that, but the bottom line is the Picasso fans are probably freaking out. Anyway, Overeem was sentenced to 50 hours of community service, as well as having to undergo anger management for a battery conviction. He was, as I said, accused of pie-facing that woman. But, you know, as I said, some women have got it coming. And and it cracks me up, being a former police officer, that women can get away with what they get away with. And I'm not condoning domestic violence. What I'm trying to say is if a woman gets in your face or she slaps you or she fires on you or she does something to assault or batter you to begin with, are you not to defend yourself? Are you not to do anything? I mean, I've seen so many cases where women have started trouble, and I went to people's houses, and I've arrested women in the past. We've taken them out of the house. We've arrested them because they have been the batterer, okay? And it happens more often than not. But a lot of times, you know, when you get there, you got the crocodile tears and the whole nine yards. So the cops immediately say, well, the old man was wrong, and they haul the guy out. And later we find out that the woman was probably the predator in this case. Okay, so as far as domestic violence concerned and Alistair Overeem pie-facing this girl, he didn't hit her. He just pushed her away from him. And I just don't think that renders a 90-day suspended jail sentence. But Overeem said he'll be moving to South Florida. Of course, he joined the Black Zillions MMA team, and he likes the weather in Florida better than he does in Las Vegas. Of course, he'll be preparing for that big fight against Junior Dos Santos. I think that takes place in May, of course, for the World UFC Heavyweight Championship. And most people are picking Santos in this fight because of his stand-up game, the fact that he can box, you know. He can really box. I mean, he puts his punches together. He puts his hooks together. I mean, when he and Cain Velasquez fought in November 5th, 2011, to be exact, of course, down at the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. I mean, Cain came in with a hurt shoulder, and and the champion, the now champion, Junior Dos Santos, came in with a broken foot, and yet they both fought. Can you imagine two boxers coming in with serious injuries like that and fighting? Not in a million years, but that's how much pride these guys have. They knew it was the first Fox show, of course, the first show on Fox TV. Of course, Fox finding that $100 million 7-year deal with the UFC, and of course, Fox has been doing stuff on FX Cable. FX Cable is a spinoff of Fox TV. They've done two cards thus far on Fox TV. They'll do the third one, I believe it'll be May 26th. So, you know, Fox has got it going on. Fox was the smartest TV network of them all. They went out and they got the UFC. HBO failed to get the UFC. HBO wanted to call their own shots. They wanted to bring in their own announcers. They wanted to do this. They wanted to do that. They wanted to have control over the matches, this and that. And, you know, the UFC and Dana White says, you know, we're the hot product here, man. I mean, we can outdraw boxing. So who the hell are you to tell us what to do? And they tried and they failed. So the bottom line is they went to FX and FX Cable and, of course, the Fox Television Network, and they're drawing great numbers on that, and I'm more power to them. I think for their inaugural card in November, the abbreviated Junior Dos Santos Cain Velasquez fight, which I think lasted a minute and 6 seconds before Velasquez was pounded out on the ground, that drew 11 million people. 11 million people, okay, watching this on Fox TV. Boxing, per se, hasn't drawn 11 million people in so long I can't remember. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. The UFC, speaking of Anderson Silva, I mentioned him a little bit earlier in today's show. Of course, he is the world UFC middleweight, that's 185-pound champion. He's got a commercial. Fox has produced a new Anderson TV commercial, which will sort of make him look like the normal guy around town doing a Superman-like character when things go wrong. It's the kind of stuff, you know, it's the kind of stuff that's comical. It's funny. They're going to try to add a little humor to this and more power to them because, you know, I think the world of MMA and sports in general, I think it can use more humor. I think a lot of times it gets too serious. You see guys on TV mugging each other and wanting to kill each other and talking about, you know, ripping each other's heads off and this and that. And there is a comical side to some of these guys, and you just don't see it too often. I think Pat Barry, one of our former guests here, a UFC heavyweight contender, I think he says that he's vertically challenged. He's the shortest heavyweight contender in the UFC, although Mark Hunt, I think, may be a half inch smaller than him, but Mark Hunt is also taller laying down than he is standing up. Mark Hunt coming off that knockout of Che Congo about a month and a half ago. But the bottom line is a Samoan fighter who used to fight in the K-1 and fight some other tournaments over in Japan, did well in his UFC debut, of course, knocking out Che Congo. But at the end of the day, he's still a big, fat guy, and I still think he lacks conditioning, and I think that eventually in the next couple of fights, he's going to be exposed for being just that, a big, fat guy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Jake Shields, Stockton, California, trains out of the Gracie Gym. Of course, Cesar Gracie being the trainer of both Nick and Nate Diaz. Of course, Nick Diaz still fighting that marijuana suspension in Nevada, and he didn't test positive for marijuana. What he tested positive for was some metabolites. In other words, some real small traces of marijuana in his system. And, you know, I really don't think that marijuana should be a banned drug, per se, as far as MMA and sports are concerned, because, you know, some guys, like Nick Diaz, have a medical recommendation from their doctor. They don't call it a prescription. They call it a recommendation that he can use this in order to battle, you know, his anxiety and or what else did he have? ADD, attention deficit disorder and things like that. So he's got some issues. He's got some issues. And marijuana is a natural drug. It's grown in the ground. Okay. It's not something pharmaceutically put together. It's not an artificial drug. And if he's able to smoke this a little bit and it helps him get by and it helps further his career as far as his ability to train is concerned, I say, what's the advantage? What's the advantage? What's the disadvantage in that? There's probably more of a disadvantage than there is an advantage, okay? But yet a couple of years ago, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, they suspended Nick Diaz for having marijuana in his system. And not only that, they turned his win into a loss. They declared the fight a no contest, okay? But yet you have Shane Mosley admitting to taking steroids. The boxer took steroids. He admitted taking steroids after lying before the commission, after submitting a false or a phony polygraph test to the athletic commission, in which he said he didn't take any steroids. He didn't knowingly take any steroids. And then in November of 2009, I have the film deposition. It's up on YouTube.com if you want to check it out, where Shane Mosley admits to taking EPO, taking steroids, both the clear and the cream, knowingly taking these drugs before the Oscar De La Hoya rematch. He admitted knowingly taking them. Knowingly is where I want to really quote that. Knowingly taking the drugs, okay? But yet he wasn't suspended. In fact, he's going to fight, I think, May the 5th against Saul Alvarez, and I hope that Saul Alvarez ends the career of Sugar Shane Mosley. And not because I dislike Mosley that much. I just think that, you know, he's held on too long, and it's time for him to go. And plus, being a liar and a steroid user and a cheat and all that kind of good stuff, I think he should have been thrown out of boxing a long, long time ago. Anyway, Jake Shields says that he wants to move up to middleweight. Of course, that's 185 pounds because he was having too many problems cutting down to 170 pounds. He was a middleweight champion in Strikeforce. And although his frame is small as far as the middleweight is concerned, he looked very skinny when he was cutting the welterweight. So we'll have to see what happens there. And, he would like a fight with Georges St. Pierre, but because of the hard cut in weight, he's lifting heavy weights. He has to move up in weight. As far as Jake Shields is concerned, is he an A-plus fighter? No. Is he a B fighter? Probably yes. Speaking of A fighters, oh, I love this girl. And I mentioned her a little bit earlier in today's show. She is the bomb. There's just no question about it. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey, folks. Of course, the unbeaten Strikeforce champion. Of course, Strikeforce is a company that is a spinoff of the UFC. It's owned by the UFC's parent company. I'm talking about Zuffa Sports in Las Vegas. But she's going to perform. She's going to be in ESPN's magazine, Annual Body Issue. And it's a magazine where athletes pose nude with key parts of their bodies covered up by hands or equipment. This way, Rousey said that she has not confirmed it, but according to her manager and the people that call the shots for her, she will be in the magazine, but she will not embarrass herself. She doesn't want her kids later in life, if she has kids or nieces, to see that she would never pose in anything that covered less than would she be wearing on a public beach. So I guess it'll be some type of some type of bikini. Rousey will be going to Stockton from Stockholm from 4:03 to 4:16 to train with Nick Diaz. Take that back. Stockton, California, training with Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz, of course, the former world Strikeforce welterweight champion, now sort of in limbo because of the fact there's marijuana things going on as far as the world of Nevada. I don't know about Keith Kaiser. I really don't. I've met Keith Kaiser. I was in a room with Keith Kaiser one time. I remember I was in a room with the former, he's the USC attorney right now. I can't think of his name right now. But he and me got into a beef, and he got the nerve to get up and lean across the table and threaten me. And I told him, MF, get out of my face, and sat his ass right back down. If he thought I was bluffing, I can't think of the guy's name right now. If he thought I was bluffing, I wasn't. And Mark Ratner was there to referee things. So that was some of my memories of being in the Nevada State Athletic Commission office. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Want to mention one thing before I go. Joe Blanchard, longtime professional wrestler, the brother of Tully Blanchard, one of the original Four Horsemen, died this past week. And, of course, Tully is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in the next couple of weeks. So I want to wish Tully and his family, give them all my condolences. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family. family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
One of my favorite tunes. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, we air every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time with the Boxing Hour. And then at noon Pacific Time on Saturdays, we go with the MMA Hour. Of course, Mixed Martial Arts and the UFC. Speaking of the UFC, don't forget, The Ultimate Fighter Brazil airs every Sunday night on UFC.tv at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. That's midnight Eastern Time. So that's a great show. You want to watch that. It is a fantastic show. I saw the debut last week, and I was thrilled. As far as the Ultimate Fighter U.S. version, that airs on Friday nights on FX Cable. So you want to check that one out as well, because Justin Lawrence seems to be the favorite in that one. He knocked out Cristiano Marcelo, who I thought was going to win the tournament. But then again, you know, there's so many – boxing is one thing. But MMA, there's so many different ways to lose, so many different ways to lose a fight. And, man, MMA is just happens to be the most exciting sport on the planet right now. Want to say hello once again to all my friends in Cleveland, Ohio. AM 1100, Atlanta's, take that back, in Atlanta, GA. Atlanta Sports and Entertainment Radio, AM 1100. Want to say my thanks to GM Greg Cooper and the Beasley Broadcast Group for having Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as part of their great family of programs. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk, ringtalk.com. 'Cause I love-